This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We have so far learned, inshallah, 5 criteria, virtues, manners, characters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. And what I want to share with you today is starting with what happens when I do something Allah love. Inna Allaha yuhibbu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I do something He love, He will love me or He will love us. So when Allah loves me and loves you, what will happen? I'm going to be beloved to Him. I'm going to be protected. I am going to be, my dua will be answered. I am going to be the one when I seek refuge in Allah, Allah will give me the refuge. So I'm going to be the special person in Allah's sight. So what do I need to do? I need to learn what He loves, and I am going to start practicing it as much as I can till it becomes a habit and a norm. And subhanAllah, everything Allah loves from what we learned so far, bring khair, bring good, bring justice. And this is one of the things I will share with you today. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Verily Allah loves those who are just. Interestingly, He said it only 3 times in the Quran in this wording. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Verily Allah loves those who are just. He said it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the table. He said it in Surah Al-Hujurat, the rooms. And He said it in Surah Al-Mumtahina, the one who is being tested. Only 3 times. So what is just? What is qist, the word in Arabic that Allah used? We have 2 terms in Arabic. We have qist and we have adl. Both translated loosely in the English language as just. But al-qist is the highest level of justice. Highest level of justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are just and not ordinary just, but the highest level of justice they can do. Now we have to remember one thing. Justice, ultimate justice, is not in this world. Ultimate justice is in al-akhirah, is in the hereafter. And the only just and ultimate just is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for us, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna Allaha yuhib, verily Allah loves, that means this is a character, a virtue that I can do. I can try to be, and Allah will help me. So what is justice for us in practicality, in my daily life? There is 3 categories I need to look at. I need to be just to myself as an individual. I need to be just to the people around me, human beings. And I need to be just to the surroundings, non-human being, meaning the earth, the animals, and everything else Allah created other than the human being. So 3 things, myself, human beings, and other creation. For myself to be just is I do not do wrong things against myself that I will be a loser in the hereafter. This justice with myself is about me in the hereafter. Why I'm saying this? Because in the hereafter, I cannot do anything more to myself. I cannot correct. I cannot be just. I cannot be good. So everything I do in this world for myself has to be justice for myself. So myself, me, you, us will be winners in the hereafter. Because if we are losers in the hereafter, then I did not do justice to myself. And the best justice I do to myself, that I will become just and Allah will love me, is to obey Him. To do what the utmost just told me to do. So justice with myself, obey Allah and save myself and ourselves from the punishment in the hereafter. Do what He told me to do. Stay away from what He told me not to do. Justice with people, that's one of the hardest ones. Justice with people is with spouse, with the children, with the family. As much as you can, don't only look at what you deserve or what you should have, but what's the others. And I think the easiest and the best way to start practicing justice is look at the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam when he said, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhib li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi." No one will achieve utmost or the best state of iman unless he loves or she loves to herself what she loves for the other. To be just, I have to look at, we say, to the others with their own lenses. It's not only what I deserve. What do they deserve? I need. What do they need? So to live with the people around me from this lens, the lens of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Like I want, they want. Like I get hurt, they get hurt. And then you look at what Allah put standards to deal with each others. That's what we need to learn, is the rights of the others, just like I know the right of myself. So being justice with the children, meaning teach them what is beneficial for them, not only what they love and what they like, and what is good for them in the hereafter. For the husband, what is his rights? For the wife, what's her right? Neighbors, the rights of people. The more I learn about it and do my best to practice it, I am getting closer and closer to being just. Just with the surroundings. And we all have seen how much injustice we have done to the earth with all the abuse of the earth and the use of the plastic, that the bottom of the oceans, how much plastics are there and how much animals are being affected. So justice, use everything the way Allah intended it to be used. Then I am just with the things around me. I don't live on this earth as if I am the only one. I live in this earth thinking of everything around me. Then I am on the path of justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of those who are just on the path of justice, and so we will be all loved. So for today, we're going to try to practice three things. I am going to be just to myself. I'm going to obey him today as much as I can, stay away from his disobedience. I am going to be just with the people around me, give them their right without thinking of your right. And I'm going to be just with the earth. I'm not going to waste water. I'm not going to waste food. I am going to do my best to recycle. Small things. We start with small things. And as it becomes habit, it becomes a character, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.